Do you think that such gestures made by the politicians can have some cathartic effect on the public of both nations?
I think that's a very, very important question. I think that in and on themselves, they definitely can't. But for example, if you look what's somewhat happening with during the Tadic's office, and that is that the issue of acknowledging the past has, instead of being completely marginalized, sort of coming to the center stage. And this is actually where political elite can help. It can set some examples, it can break some taboos and biases, and it can marginalize the anti-recognition of war crimes rhetoric that is actually coming out in Serbia from the nationalist parties. So in that respect, it's helpful. By itself, it cannot do anything, that's for sure. But in the context of an event of maybe civil society activities that are going on, it is definitely important. But the projects of reconciliation, as we know historically from Franco-German reconciliation or German-Polish reconciliation, is a very, very long process. It is not just limited to the elites, the representatives making apologies, but it requires, for example, work on school textbooks. It requires some cultural cooperation. It requires an immense, if you like, complete sort of shift in the perspective, and that is something that is going to take years and years. But it's important that any process may be set in motion. And we are maybe on a cusp, at an edge that this may happen. But of course, you know, Tadic himself would gain greater credibility if Serbia moves towards the extradition of the criminals that still haven't been extradited, Ratko Mladic and Goran Hadžić, and there is no doubt about that.